So today we're starting from Daf Ches Amud Beis is in this in Yaakov Beis Tesvav. Yeah. So it starts a new sugya discussing smicha. There's going to be a couple of mentions about the smicha attempts in times of Yaakov Beirav. So I'll quickly go over that story. I'm going to make a couple of references later on, so I'll go quickly over the story now. In times of Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, the Chachamim of Sas, in the Tuf Reish Tzadaches, came together to restart Smicha based on the Rambam's teaching in Hilchos Sanhedrin that if the Chachamim of Eretz Yisrael agree, then they can restart our Smicha. They gathered together and they decided to give smicha to Rabbi Yaakov Beirav. The smicha, there's no official record when it died out, but most of us hold that it ended around the times of Hillel II, that he established a calendar and then didn't pass smicha further, and it died out. So he was about 1700 years ago, give or take. So this was Tafresh Sadachas. This was about 700 years ago, about 1,000 years after Smicha stopped. At least according to. There's some opinions that hold that it lasted at least in quiet all the way until the times of the Rambam. Even there's different opinions on the subject. But practically, by the time of Rabbi Yaakov Beirav, it wasn't existent. So they gathered together and they brought it into existence. They decided to give smicha to him and a few others, notably the Rav of Yerushalayim, the Rav of Yerushalayim in the Rav Bach. When they sent a letter to Rav Bach, however, the Rav Bach argued that smicha that attempts to reestablish smicha doesn't work. His arguments that it's included later, sometime later in the Radvaz joined into the argument and agreed with the Ralbach. And the arguments against included that with the calendar established as is, there's a machlokes between Rambam and Ramban on how the calendar can be established. According to Rambam, it requires the Beit HaMikdash Shel Yerushalayim. According to Ramban, any Beis Din works. So in that case, if we reestablish the Beis Din, then which opinion do we follow, Ramban or Ramban? What's going to inevitably happen, because we're Jews, is there's going to be a machlokes, and that's going to result in constant arguments on the calendar, and to. As we know, the calendar can't be that some Jews do one way, some Jews follow the other way. So that's one big argument that was made. Another argument was that the Rabbanim of Yerushalayim weren't included in the discussions to reestablish smicha. They'd have to be there in order to they have to at least be present, even if they're the minority, they still have to be present. So. Between the various arguments, that smicha didn't really last that long. It lasted. The Rabbi Yaakov Beirav gave smicha to a few others, including Ingrid of Meshe Ditrani and the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef in turn gave it to give it to, I'm forgetting, English student of his, he gave it to right now. But after that, it stopped. And, interestingly, later on, the Radvaz actually served in a base in with Rav Yekakara and Rav Moshe Dishani. So, yeah, and he was staunchly against and Smicha continuing, and these two were people who got Smicha, so just interesting note. So anyways, into the discussion of Smicha, Amalei Abaya Rav Yosef. Abaya asked Rav Yosef, Mismach Echsavi B'Shleisha Minala. The Gemara right before this establishes that Smicha requires three people. So Abaya asks Rav Yosef, how do we know this? Should we say that it comes from where Moshe gave it Yeshua smicha, as it says that he put his hands on him? Moshe yachid hava. Moshe was one person. Yachid tiskei b'chad. In that case, it should just take one person. Yachidim Moshe makam shivim b'chad koi. So maybe you'll say that Moshe is doing it along with the Sanhedrin of his time, the 71. 71 is Canaan. What? B'mkayim in the place of. I've seen it in different in translations and different explanations for both ways. So, whether are they in the place of the 71 or they're doing it along with 71, regardless, in that case, it should take 71 people. So in my answer, it's Taka Kasha. It's a challenge. Ian Yaakov explains that it's a Kasha, because we still, because he can answer as later on in this, it will continue that it says as one person who gave Smicha, and it really took three people, because that one person was so great, it doesn't mention that there two. So same here, Moshe, being Moshe Rabbeinu, is so great that it doesn't need a mention of the two. However, practically, we don't have any clear source from the Torah, from the Psukim, that shows that it's three people to give Smicha. There's also Machlekes, is whether all three of these people need Smicha, or whether only one of them needs Smicha. Yad Rama holds that all three need smicha. The Ran and Rambam hold that just one. The Ben Yehuda, however, comments and on the Rambam that one person, the Ben Yehuda has a chiddush that there's two different types of smicha. One kind of smicha is to be done dinei knasos, and the other kind is to be able to give over smicha. Ben Yehuda holds that according to the Rambam, although it needs three people, although Rambam holds only one of them needs smicha, the other two also need smicha, but only the lesser level, the level to be able to done the knesses. Only one of them needs the level to be able to give smicha to others. Someone has smicha to give smicha to others. Has smicha to dundin knuffles. It's a higher level of smicha, basically. Din nefashayis is only in the time that the bisna gadol's in the. So by the time of most of this going on, it's already well past that. So we're not discussing that. Amalei Rav Acha beid Rav Ashi. Rav Acha, son of Rav, asked Rav Ashi, "Biyada mamash samchin lei? Does it require with actual hands to do smicha?" Note that, as I mentioned before, that according to many opinions, smicha had then stopped even in Eretz Yisrael. So he wasn't able to send a letter to Eretz Yisrael to ask. So he's asking in Rav Ashi. But Is that the case in general, or was this specifically for Yeshua, who's is not just becoming in Samech, but becoming taking over Moshe Rabbeinu's place? He's becoming king. It's a different level of smicha. And indeed, Arlei, Rav Ashi answered, Samchin Le Bishma. You only do it by name. Karle Rabbi, you call him Rabbi, V'yavile Rishut and Lemaid and Dinikhnosis. And you give permission to a judge a Dinim of Knas. That said, there isn't a Gersa in the Rishayim, Rabbi Yodabit and Barzilai, that has it, that at some shin and that he puts his hand and calls him by name. So according to that, there is hand. You do put hands. However, Rambam clearly holds to our Gersa, since he holds not only he does not need hands, but he even holds that it can be done remotely. So long as both parties are in Eretz Yisrael, it can be done remotely. So now the Gemara asks, "V'chad le'samich? Is it really true that only one person isn't enough to give smicha? And needs three?" V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda said, "Name Rav, Bram Zachar Oseya Ish L'Toiv. There's a person whose name should be remembered for good. Rav Yehuda Ben Bava Shmai. He's known as Rav Yehuda Ben Bava." Shelmalehu, if not for him, Nishtaklu Dine Knossis Mithral. The halachas of Knas would have been forgotten from Jews. Gemara interjects, Nishtaklu, Iwe, Ignathinu. Would they be forgotten? We could just relearn them. Dine Knas are unlike like other Dinim, follow with Svar. So even if the halachas are forgotten, we can just figure them out using logic. So Ella Balu Dine Knas Mithral. Rather, Dine Knas would have been gone from being able to be acted upon on among the Jews, at least for the remainder of the time that the Jews had a strong presence in Eretz Yisrael. Hillel Hanasi was the last generation where there was a really strong presence of Jews in Eretz Yisrael. After that, so that's why the Rabban Savroi and the Goyim were in Bavel. Shapam Achas, one time, this was right after Bar Kochva, during the times of the Sarah and Gamalfus. Already, by this point, 9 of the 10 were killed. So, almost all the Chamim who have Smicha, which, according to the Ben Yehuda, Smicha to be able to give other people Smicha, are already killed. So, Pam Achas Gazra Machos Zera Al Yisrael. The Roman Empire issued a Zera against the Jews. So, Kos Tzemech Yehoreg. Anyone who gives smicha should be killed. Not only that, anyone who gets smicha should be killed. And not only that, any city that smicha is given in should be destroyed. And even and more, the 2,000 in a radius around the city should be destroyed, should be uprooted. They went all the way to forbid smicha. All out. Smith Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, seeing that he's the last one who's able to give smicha. So what does he do? Halach v'yashav loy ben shnei harim dolim. He went and sat between two tall mountains. The logic being that that mountains make it harder for the Romans to get in, so he'll have more time to be able to get away with what he's doing here. Eventually, I ask this, and right in between two large cities. that neither city can be blamed for what he's doing, because he's exactly in between them. Each one can put the blame on the other one. Between two tchums, the two cities were Ben Usha and Shafram. The cities of Usha and Shafram. Mesamach Amhez Kanim. Over there, he gave smicha to five Kanim. Velehain. Rab Meir, Rab Yehuda, Rab Shimon, Rab Yesi, Rab Elazar ben Shemua. Those are the five. Rav Avya Mesef, Af Rav Nechemia. Rav Avya adds also Rav Nechemia as given smicha at that point. Yeah. Don't ask me where, because I do not know with solar geography well enough. It had to be Nerzel, because smicha can't be given in Chutzlarts. So, Kevin Shekiru Evin Behem. Once the Romans discovered them, Baal Lahargam, they came to kill them. Amalhem, so Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava told them, Banai, my children, Raitsu, run. Amalai, Rabbi, Matay Alecha, asked them, Rabbi, what's going to happen to you? Amalhem, he told them, Harinu Mutal, Lefnehem, Ke Evan, and I'll stand in front of them like a stone. That there's no way to move. And indeed he did so, stopping in the Romans, allowing in the five or six to escape. And Amru, they said, He didn't leave his spot until he was stabbed at with 300 spears, shalbarzel, of 300 iron spears. Masir Kechvar, they made his body like a sieve. So, the point of the story being, this is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. That's one person. How could he give smicha? If it takes three. So my answer is Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, achlini habibadei. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had other people. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is just so great that the other two pale in comparison and just don't get named along with him. So now I mentioned before that at least according to Rambam, smicha can be given even in remotely. So in that case, what's this that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava has to be meiter nefesh all the way to save smicha? So Ben Yehuda goes into a lot of discussion into this. Firstly, this is where he gives his chiddush. That is two different types of smicha. The smicha that to be able to judge dinik nasais, that can be given remotely. However, the smicha that the smicha to be able to give other people smicha, that requires more. Firstly, it requires the minog. It's not really required, but the minog was to have a whole ceremony over there that was done in the center of the city. Over here, obviously, that wasn't the case because the city would be destroyed and the tchum and the whole thing. But normally it would be done in the center of the city. The actual requirements, though, are that before smicha is given, that the one giving it has to go over the whole dinei knossos. Has to teach the ones getting smicha, the whole dinik nothings. And only after that do they say, they call them by name, a Rebbe Meir, a Rebbe Yehuda, you are hereby being given smicha and are now outfit to judge dinik nothings and to give smicha to others. What? According to Rambam, all it takes is that a Rav, someone with smicha from the previous generation, says in front of two people that this person, on the other side of Eretz Yisrael even, Hasmicha, and those two Aidim, general rule of two Aidim. If it's two Aidim, then it becomes public knowledge. That's why Torah established the two Aidim. It's not two Aidim if the two Aidim are told, but keep it secret. So the news gets out, and once the guy hears it, then he's allowed to give, then he has smicha. This is according to the Rambam. Not all Rishonim agree with him. But, notably, the Yad Rama holds that takes three people, three Simchin, and he holds that it has to be in person. So the Ben Yehuda also gives insights into this story. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, he darshins in that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava's name actually hints to this story. Yehuda is Milashen Hayda, Hatam Aides Hashem. This time I will thank Hashem. What we see over here is that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is going actively on Mesiras Nefesh, actively thankful of Hashem, thanking Hashem that he's able to do this tremendous task to pass smicha on to the next generation. Ben Bava, Beis Aleph. It was between two cities, between two tchumim. And one of those cities was Usha, Aleph. So it's Aleph. And as for his death, he said that I'll stand in front under them like a stone. The word Evan is the same gematria as Ahava. He accepted his faith with love, full on Hapam Oides Hashem. His death, in fact, helped. He didn't move until they stabbed him with three. They stabbed him 300 times. Until his blood was coming out from 300 places. 300 is shin and dumb. Shin in shit is that spells shmad. His death was effective to stop this shmad, this gzera of preventing in smicha of ultimately trying to erase Jewish identity. His death succeeded in preventing this in stopping this gzera. Back to the Gemara, we're in the middle of Tesamud Aleph in the Inyakev. Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Samchai, was it really Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava who gave him Smicha? V'amar Rabbi Bar Chana Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Bar Chana said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Kala Emar Rameyer Shleif Samchai Rabbi Akiva, Eina Elataya. Anyone who says that Rameyer was given Smicha by someone that's not Rabbi Akiva is mistaken. Rabbi Akiva is the one who gave Rabbi Smicha. So Gemara answers, Samchei Rabbi Akiva of Lei Kiblu, Rabbi Akiva originally gave him Smicha, but it wasn't accepted, Da'akati have a Yonik, because Rabbi Akiva was still young. He was still a buffer. Samchei Rabbi Yehuda of Mbava V'Kiblai. Now Rabbi Yehuda of Mbava gave him Smicha and it was accepted. Again, this is another thing where the Ben Yehuda points to strengthen his opinion, to strengthen his chiddush that Rabbi Akiva was trying to give him the full smicha. What he was thinking is Rameir's Rameir. He was a mayor in Eim Chachamim. Leich Chachamim Lama Osei Taitav. So So they figured that the mayor's a valid person to give smicha to. However, practically, the chamim didn't fully accept it. As it's smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, it's smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu. You can't undo that. However, what they said is the smicha to a dun din ichnosis, the mayor still has. And thus, that's what Rabbi Rechana is saying in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Akiva is the one who gave him smicha. Rabbi Akiva gave him smicha to dun din ichnosis. However, over here, smicha's dying. There's only one person left, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who's able to give smicha. So if Rabbi Meir has smicha to dun din ichnosis, but that's not going to pass smicha on to the next generation. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was as meisur nefesh to give Rabbi Meir the second level of smicha. Interestingly, this also gives further strength to when we see that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was appointed Nasi, and Nasi by default is obviously going to have smicha and the higher level of smicha. So he was concerned about his young age, which we see that even Rabbi Meir, who was a generation later, Nachman were concerned about his young age in giving him smicha. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was concerned about that too, and hence the ness of the white beard. He didn't actually end up experiencing that the chamim were concerned about him giving him smicha, very likely because it didn't come to it. Because by the time he came to the Beis Medrash the next day, he had a white beard and was kven shivim. Mr. Meir, who was a bacher and looked like a bacher, obviously had to be over 18 because smicha can't be given to someone under 18. But somewhere they're too young to really, he wasn't given full smicha until later with Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. So now we're up to Eis Tes Zayin. Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Hoshea, Rabbi Shaya, have a kamishakid, Rabbi Yechanan was mechinu. Rabbi Chia and Rabbi Shaya, Rabbi Yechanan was trying to give them smicha. Lo have a messiah milsa. However, it was not us working out. As established, according to Rambam, it could be given long distance, but again, as established, practically there's more or to it that even in the lower smicha, which can be given long distance, generally, it was given in person with the whole pomp and celebration. And Rabbi Yechanan wasn't able to accomplish that because stuff kept coming up every time that he wanted to. And that's another according to Yadrama, that's another explanation. Yeah. Rashi holds like the Yadrama. Apparently, that it requires two smuchen. Well, the Ran holds that Rashi can interpret it differently, that he wasn't able to find two people who were just willing to do it along with him, or whatever the case is, it just wasn't happening. The Havakamasar, he was Havakamasar Tuba. It was incredibly frustrating to him. So Amrulay, they told him, "Lay nisar, Mar, don't trouble yourself. Danan and midveth Eli kasinan. We come from the house of Eli, We know that Eli was cursed. Chafni and Pinchas weren't behaving as improperly, and Eli wasn't telling them off. So Shmuel, El's first nevuah was as that to Chafni and Pinchas, that Eli's house would be cursed in various ways. So one of them is the Amar Shmuel Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Minayin Shein Nismachon Leveis Eis Eli. How do we know that smicha isn't given to the house of Eli? Shnemar Kol Marbis Beisecha, Shnemar Ar Lo Ayi Azaken Beisecha Kol Yamin. There won't be an elder in your day in your house all day. All the days. It's not my zaken. What does it mean, elder? Even my zaken mamish. If you could argue that means a literal elder, someone who's just old age. However, anyone and above 18, anyone and with it's more days, anyone above 18 will die. So, Ella smicha. Rather, zaken means smicha. Note that, as I said, smicha can only be given to someone above 18. So, so the curse, the saying that they're going to die before 18, that seems to already negate that. However, elsewhere the Gemara says that the three pillars, that's Torah, Avodah, and Gemara Sfadim, can push off the curse. Notably, a rabba or rava and abaya, depending on the girsa, were descendants of Eli, and they lived to 40 and 60, respectively. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. And Reb Zera have a mitzvah or milasemchay. Reb Zera was concerned, was hiding from getting smicha. He didn't want to get smicha. His reasoning being, Dama Reb Lazar, Reb Lazar says, let him have a kava of a kayam. Always in the dark, and you'll live. Like in the dark, away from the public light, public spotlight, and you'll live. You'll live a long life. However, Kevin Neshama Lahad Rabbi Lazar, he then heard a different saying of Rabbi Lazar, namely, Ein Adam Eilat Lagdullah, Elaim Kein Mechon Le'alkol of Neisav. A person only arises to greatness if he's forgiven for all his avarice. Hashem forgives someone and for all their avarice when they rise to greatness. So therefore, hearing that, he accepted the power of himself. Seemingly, those two lines contradict. So it's explained is that that the first line is before it's ready, like someone shouldn't push to seek positions of greatness, versus if they're appointed to it, it min hashmayim, then obviously. Then that's a sign that Hashem forgave them for all their avarice, and they're ready to fit the job. Kisam chul Reb Zera, when they give smich to Reb Zera, shur lehachi, they sing in him in the following song. The song usually it goes to Chasen Kala, they sing him in this over here. Lekchol av leishrak v'epirchas v'yalas chayin. In neither makeup for the eyes, I'm forgetting what I'm thinking on what it's called, nor blush, nor braided hair. You don't need any of that. You you're beautiful as is. The Vilna Gaon interestingly explains that these three represents in Pirkei Avos. Not this week, but the coming week, you get in Parakei, it says three is signs of the sense of Avraham Avinu. A good eye, a humble soul, and a meek, a humble, a confident, and a meek soul. So those match with these three. Eyeliner is obviously a good eye. The blush, it makes the face look nice. And similarly, humility causes a beautiful face. And braided hair, represents the pleasures of life. So you don't need you don't have it's these pleasures of life like the part of life in a good way, in the nefesh fala. Someone who doesn't need much, like just braided hair. So normally you get at these madrigas through Musar, through studying Musar. Nowadays we're not on the level that we can get through Torah itself. We need to learn and study Musar. However, Rav Zera was on the level that he didn't, that the Torah itself shaped him. The Torah itself made him on an incredible level. Mark continues, Kisam Chulah Rav Ami v'Rav Asi. When they gave Smecha to Rav Ami and Rav Asi, Shara Luhu Hachi. They sang it as follows. Kol min dein v'chol min dein, ein samchud smecha lana. Anyone like these people give smecha. These people are fully deserving of smecha. However, like kismecha lana, leimis are mitten, v'leimis are missin. Do not give smecha, not from... Rashi explains these terms to be people who don't give proper explanations to their words, or people who twist the Torah to their views. Rami La, others say blame chamisin, blame termisin. Others say not from robbers, from people who rob people of the explanation of the Torah, and not from Termasin. Termasin Rashi doesn't give an explanation. The Aruch explains that Termas is a type of dough that's unshapen. It's like people who give unshapen explanations to Torah. People who don't get who give only like half spelled out. Rabbi Abba, ki ava asim im tifta levei kesar. Rabbi Abba, when he came in from his medrash to the house of the kesar, nafki matunisa levei kesar imashayan lei. The matrons of the Caesar's home came out and sang for him. Rabbi de ame, the rebbe of his nation, and medabran de masay, the speaker to his people, butina de neira, the lamp of light. Riach masiach l'shalom. Blessed is your coming in peace. And and Yaakov continues kedusha le'el b'chsubas parak beis, as it has in full in chsubas parak beis. I think we'll stop here because the. Getting a bit late. So the Rebbe writes in a letter. The pasuk says, "Kets from lachesh." Hashem made an end to the darkness, and the Midrash says that Hashem gave an end to how many years the world will have darkness. That how many years Mashiach will come. So Chassadik explains in that this is similar to what the Zohar says on the pasuk: everything has a time and place. It is a time and place to the end of Golas. The idea of this is that in general, light pushes away darkness. Even as we know, a little bit of light, pushes away a lot of darkness. So the idea of the end of darkness is after the end of darkness, there won't be any darkness at all. This will be when Mashiach comes. It will be an eternal gola with no golas. There will not be any darkness of golas anymore. Let's do a halacha from the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. So yesterday we talked about. So far we've been talking about the rules of of Tisus on Shabbos. Now, on Shabbos, if someone discovers that a talis is pasul while he's in a karmelis, in a place where the isar against carrying is only derabanan, he does not have to remove it, because the chum does not uphold their decrees at the expense of personal dignity. This leniency applies even in regards to our alisim, which are only a warrant for the sake of filling the mitzvah, and it's not embarrassing to remove them. The idea being that since there's only a isar derabanan, and since the Raita would be permitted to wear a talis without tzitzis on Shabbos, as said previously, since the Chum did not decree that one has to remove a talis in the Karmelis, they did not want to make a distinction between one type of talis and another. Hence, there's no need to remove any kind of garment in a Karmelis.